Chapter 2. In the Beginning. The name London comes from the Romans. There were people living here before they came, but we do not know very much about them. The Romans came to England in AD 43. They built houses and other buildings and made a town next to the River Thames. They called the town Londinium. They built a bridge over the river, and ships came up to Londinium from the sea. The town got bigger and bigger. Important new buildings went up, and you can see some of the Roman city wall today, near the Museum of London. It was a rich town with about 50,000 people living in it. But soon after AD 400, the Romans left Londinium to go back to Rome, and nobody lived in the town for many hundreds of years. The buildings began to fall down. Danish soldiers destroyed more buildings nearly 500 years later. King Alfred was king of England then. He got the Danes to leave London, and his men built the town again. In 1066, William the Conqueror came to England from France to be king. Soon after, he began to build the Tower of London. When Henry VIII was king in 1509, 50,000 people lived in London again. By the year 1600, there were 200,000, but a lot of them lived in old and dirty buildings. In 1665, 100,000 people died from an illness called the plague. This was called the Year of the Great Plague. A year later, in 1666, there was a big fire, the Fire of London. It began in a house in Pudding Lane, near London Bridge. More than 250,000 Londoners lost their homes in the fire. It destroyed St. Paul's Cathedral and 88 other churches. But the fire also destroyed most of the worst old buildings, and the new houses that went up after this were better for people to live in. A new St. Paul's Cathedral was built between 1675 and 1711. By 1881, more than 3 million people lived in London. Today, more than 6 million people live here. There were 8 million in the 1960s, but in the 1970s and 1980s, people moved out of the centre of London.